It's 2:47. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. My guest in this portion of the program is Victoria Raestrick of Persons Assuming Control of Their Environment, or PACE. PACE and the Carl Low Vision Center are sponsoring a Low Vision Fair. It's set for Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Urbana Civic Center at 108 East Water Street in Urbana. The event is free and open to the public. Victoria, the visual impairment coordinator for PACE, joins me to tell us what we'll find at Friday's Low Vision Fair. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Harriet.
It's Celeste.
I'm sorry, Celeste.
Yeah, that's okay. Two speakers will offer talks on Friday. Who are they and what will they talk about?
Well, the first speaker is at 10:30, and it's Dr. Jewel Lewis, who is affiliated with the Carl Low Vision Center. She's going to be speaking on the common causes of vision loss and what to do next. And then Tom Ridley, who is from the Illinois Assistive Technology Program, will be talking about his program at 11:45.
Okay. What are some of the common causes of vision loss?
The population that basically I see are people over the age of 55, and those causes are usually macular degeneration, glaucoma, or cataracts.
Okay, and diabetes also, perhaps?
Yes, and diabetes also.
Yeah.
Diabetic retinopathy.
Yeah. How is low vision, impaired vision, classified? What does it mean to have low vision?
If you have low vision, your acuity is 20/60 or worse, or you can have an eye condition such as macular degeneration, which affects your central vision. And anybody also, of course, who is legally blind would fall into that category too.
Yeah. Are there social service programs that provide supportive services? Are they available for persons with low vision in this part of the state, East Central Illinois?
Yes, there are. In addition to our program, there is the Illinois Bureau of Blind Services, which deals with consumers of not only people 55 and older, but also blind and low vision consumers who are younger than that, who are adults. And throughout Central Illinois, there are also other centers for independent living. For example, there is one in Bloomington and Decatur who has, they both have a similar program to the one that PACE has.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about the PACE program.
Okay. The PACE program, we can do several things. We can do referrals for consumers to other agencies as needed. For example, Carl Low Vision Clinic. We can help pay for the low vision exam and also any kind of low vision aids that the doctor would prescribe, such as glasses or magnifiers. We also can refer to programs like Illinois Talking Books. We can recommend and purchase daily living aids, such as talking watches, talking glucose meters, talking scales, large print Bibles, dictionaries, any kind of daily living low vision aid.
Mm-hmm.
We also do Braille printing for people. I can do daily living instruction, teach people how to cook as a blind person, identify their clothes, label their clothes so they can identify them, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, thinking back to, you mentioned some kind of interesting technologies there a moment ago. There will be a number of booths providing information for people with low vision at the fair on Friday. Will there be information on these technologies?
Yes, there will be. We are going to have about 5 or 6 assistive technology vendors there. We will have 2 or 3 vendors who will be displaying CCTVs, which is closed circuit television, which is a video magnifier that magnifies print up onto like a TV monitor. There will be a barcode scanner vendor. Well, you can use the scanner to read food labels. It will tell you the nutritional data and also the cooking instructions. So we do have several types of low vision assistive technology people there, and they will be providing information they'll have on their products, and also they'll be available to answer questions, and they will be demonstrating their products as well.
Okay. And other kinds of information that fair growers will find at the booths on Friday, what other kinds of information will be there?
Well, there are going to be some medical booths there. Anderson Cataract Center is going to be there. Carl Lowe Vision Center, of course, will have a booth. So they can get information on medical advances. Social service agencies in the area will be there. The Illinois Radio Reader Program will be there, which is a service for visually impaired people that through the radio reads newspapers to people who have low vision.
Yeah. You mentioned the Carl Lowe Vision Center. What's their mission?
Carl Lowe Vision Center's mission is they provide low vision exams, and not maybe typically what you would consider an exam. They don't examine the health of the eye. Dr. Lewis is the primary optometrist there. She checks your visual acuity and does field tests to determine whether you need glasses or you need a prescription lens change. And then Teresa Scott, who is the occupational therapist there, will then demonstrate various magnifiers and other daily living aids to the consumer or patient to see if that is appropriate for them. They also have things like CCTVs and other types of assistive technology that the patient or consumer could purchase.
Oh. These therapies, these technologies, these services, what kind of difference do they make in the lives of people living with low vision and people who are blind?
Well, they can make a dramatic difference. People often come to me who can't read print, and if you give them an appropriate magnifier, be it just a handheld lighted one, or help them purchase an electronic video magnifier, it can suddenly open up a world that was closed to them for a while. They can perhaps read newspapers, books, they can read their medication labels, so no longer has to help them take their medication. No one has to help them read their mail. So it can really make a large impact on their lives.
Yeah. And is there help available in terms of modifying someone's residence or their workplace? You talked a little bit about having someone come in and help you with clothing and kitchen things and that kind of thing. But, you know, other ways to modify a residence to make it safe or make it livable for someone with low vision. And then a person's workplace, because that might also be, if you're 55 years old, this could also be really important.
Yes, you're quite correct. It could be. One of the things that you can do to modify your home is to mark your appliances tactually. There are little round plastic dots that have self-adhesive on them that you can place on your microwave buttons or your telephone buttons so that you can feel them tactually rather than seeing them,
mm-hmm.
which is very helpful for many people. You also can do things as simply as if you have a white wall, your outlet covers, rather than having a white outlet cover on it, if you put a black outlet cover on it, you would have some contrast. So you might be able to see that if you still had some residual vision. You can paint your doorways perhaps a dark color that maybe accents your drapes a little bit. So it is aesthetically pleasing as well, but it also gives you some color contrast.
Yeah, and similar things can happen in the workplace then, too, right?
Yes, of course. There are tactile markings on my phone, so I can feel the numbers. And there are just different ways. My files are set up in a specific drawer separate from everybody else's, which makes it easier for me to find them. And my mailbox is at the top of the mailbox rack,
yeah.
so I don't have to find it.
Yeah.
So I don't have to struggle to find it. Yeah. So just little, simple things really make a big difference.
Yeah. There we have to leave it. I want to thank you very much for talking with us this afternoon and telling us about the Low Vision Fair that's coming up on Friday. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you.
Victoria Raystrick of Persons Assuming Control of Their Environment, or PACE. She's the Visual Impairment Coordinator for PACE, and she joined us this afternoon to talk about Friday's Low Vision Fair. The Carl Low Vision Center and PACE are sponsoring this fair. It's set for Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Urbana Civic Center. The event is free and open to the public. The Civic Center is located in downtown Urbana, 108 East Water Street.